Good Lord Almighty, somebody's torturing that poor guy.
The odd thing was that several people were moving around the wagons, tending to the mules and chores like that. They didn't seem the least bit disturbed by the agonized screeches. The dog turned his head sharply toward the east. Preacher's instinct for trouble started to bubble up even harder than before, and he looked in the same direction as dog. What he saw made his hands tighten on the hawking across the saddle in front of him. A half dozen or so figures were slipping along the creek toward the wagons, sneaking through the aspens and cottonwoods that grew along the banks. Preacher saw buckskins and feathers and a few bright splashes of color that told him the stealthy figures had painted their faces, painted for war.
War hell.
Preacher was about 300 yards from the creek. A ball from the hawking would carry that far without any trouble.
Push now. Don't get you fur in an uproar.
Preacher drew a bead on the warrior who was closest to the wagons. The engine staggered, blood welled from his mouth, and he pitched forward on his face. Now that their surprise attack was ruined, the engine burst from the trees and raced toward the pilgrims. Preacher shot and warned the immigrants, though, and they went diving for the cover of the wagons. Preacher had to give the pilgrims a little reluctant credit for being prepared, but at least they had some loaded weapons close at hand. Preacher swapped rifles as he rode, pulling the loaded one from the saddle boot and ramming the empty back in its place. He guided the gun down the slope with his knee. Preacher leapt from the saddle and landed on his feet. Another warrior flopped onto the ground, his lifeblood pouring out onto the grass from the hideous wound. Dog flashed by, a gray streak low to the ground, as Preacher drew the pistols from behind his belt. He had covered enough distance in his initial charge that he was now within range for the shotguns. An arrow tugged at the fringe of his buckskin jacket as he cocked and leveled the right-hand pistol. Preacher was already pivoting and drawing another bead before that warrior hit the ground. There was only one engine left. The lone survivor had a bullet burn on his arm, a souvenir of the volley that had come from the wagons, but the minor wound didn't slow him down as he charged at Preacher. Preacher dropped the empty pistols and yanked a hunting knife from its sheath. He got the heavy blade up just in time to block a tomahawk stroke. Preacher grabbed the wrist of the hand in which the warrior held the tomahawk. The engine grabbed the wrist of Preacher's knife hand. Muscles straining, they stood there locked together, each knowing that the first one who slipped or eased up was gonna die. The engine suddenly tried to hook Preacher's leg with his foot and pull it out from under him. Preacher shifted his stance with blinding speed, and the warrior missed his try. That gave Preacher his chance. He got a heel behind the engine's leg and jerked. Preacher went down with the engine, using the impetus of his fall to break free of the brave's grip. He raised his knife over the man's chest.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.